You only can know what's going to happen in the future by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and
it tells us in John, Jesus said in John, He will lead you into all truth, the Holy Spirit. He will show you things to come. He's particularly the Spirit of prophecy.
Does the Bible reveal what the future holds? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland and guest Billy Brim share about Bible prophecy and the signs of the times.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy and I are having a great Bible study, and we're having a great time.
That's really what we're doing, having a Bible study.
I'm glad you're here with us, because we're learning some good things about the end of days. Mm-hmm. Which, according to the Scripture, we are in right now. So mm-hmm. we need to know these mm-hmm. things so that we can act accordingly. Now, Billy, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you go with it.
Okay. Bless
Teach
the Lord.
Us.
Hallelujah. We're talking about prophecy. And we're talking about these times that we live in. And that it's pretty dark out there. But there's a light. And the light that shows us the end of the tunnel, the light that shows us where we're going, the light that shows us what we're going to come out into that's very, very bright, mm-hmm. is in the Bible, and it's particularly in the prophets. And so we're going to study about prophecy, signs of the time. We're going to be coming back here in January 14 through 18. And in January 14 through 18, we're going to be looking at what could possibly happen in 2008.
Wow.
Or at least.
Do you remember when we thought if we just could live to 2000?
I know, man. Oh, man.
Jesus would come in 2000.
I know.
And here it is, 2008.
2008. But it's a very interesting year. And we're going to look at least the signs of the times are so amazing right now. And I wanted to begin today with prophecy itself. You know, this is coming from the Jewish oral law, you know, which Moses brought down from the mountain and which is now written in the Talmud and Mishnah. And I could give you the references on it, but I doubt you'd understand them. I'm just going to read you. It gives you chapter.
Well, now, Billy.
Well, okay. Chazon, Ish, Emunah, and Bidachon.
Don't take the time to do that, but don't assume that we wouldn't understand.
All right. I'm sorry.
Even
forgive
though we
me,
wouldn't.
Forgive me. Forgive
we
me.
Wouldn't. We know. We know.
The link between the Creator and His creatures by means of prophecy is one of the foundations of the creation of the world. One of the foundations of the creation of the world by the Creator is that He gives man prophecies. And He has to give them through men. They didn't come through written in the sky.
Right.
They came through man, and He gives
spirit.
Prophecies, and like Brother Sumrall said in that book we read yesterday, we know the Bible is true because it predicts, and it predicts, and it predicts, and it predicts. One-fourth of it at least is prophecy. He said one out of every four words. That made it come real, and most of them have come to pass, and we're going to talk about tomorrow and the next day. We're going to talk particularly about Christmas in the light of Bible prophecy, why I believe it's a good day to celebrate Christmas on December 25th. And about the star and Bible prophecy and about He is the sign. Isaiah said, ask me a sign, King Ahaz. He's a sign. And so all of that's come to pass. There was a time when the first coming of the Lord was prophecy. And now it's come to pass. And now we're right up against the second coming of the Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm excited.
Now, it's God's way. And as it says here,
I want to go in the rapture, Billy.
Gominee.
I want to go. I don't want to die at the time.
I don't want to either.
I want to experience being caught away.
I do too.
With all the saints
I do
at
too.
One time.
I do too. And the glory that's going
to
come before it.
Glory
I want
God.
To see that
Amen.
In the church.
Yes.
I hope I have time to say, there He is. But I don't know. So glory to
day.
God. It's quite a day. And our hearts anticipating that the whole world's hearts know something's up.
Yes.
Even if they're in gross darkness and thick-headed like that, they're bound to be looking around and saying, something's up. Even if they think they're going to be dead like a dog.
Yeah.
They probably think the world has about had it. But prophets and prophecy, it says, the sages taught, that twice as many prophets arose among the Jews as there were Israelites who left Egypt. There was a time when they didn't have all the prophets written down, and they had prophets like for day-to-day life. But only such prophecy that is needed for later generations was written down. And so we have prophets written in this book. The prophets, the prophecies of the Old Testament prophets, 48 men, not counting the new, but the old, 48 men and 7 women have been recorded in the scriptures. Of these 55, in many cases, very few of the prophecies are recorded, as little as a sentence or two in some cases, and in some cases, Jeremiah, Isaiah, on and on, a whole book. Now, what gave us these holy scriptures here? Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. You can go down by the tabloid section. You go and checking at the checkout counter. They have it right there so you can read the headlines and maybe buy the book, buy the tabloid. And some of them are so crazy, you know, two-headed boy marries a two-headed girl. Things like that. Have a four-headed child. And they have a little picture on there for you to see.
Uh-huh.
But then I can tell you, and you're not going to buy that, believe it. But you might be tempted if you see, what does Nostradamus say about 2008? Or even they can say, what does the Bible say? But who knows if they know how to say what the Bible says. You only can know what's going to happen in the future by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and the
it
Bible.
Tells us in John, Jesus said in John, He will lead you into all truth, the Holy Spirit. He will show you things to come. He's particularly the Spirit of prophecy, the Holy Spirit. So you're not going to get it down at the palm reader. You ever notice how the palm reader lives in a decrepit old house? With decrepit old signs.
I have never seen a palm reader in a big, nice place.
And a big sign out there and people, well-dressed people, going in there and sitting there for them to look at the palm and tell them the future. You can't get the future out of palms.
Go figure.
You can't get the future out of balls, crystal balls. You can only get the future from the Holy Ghost. Only
That's
He
right.
knows what's going to happen next week.
That's right.
And you can get light on it from the scriptures which He inspired. Now look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I think we'll go to 15 so that you will know He's talking to Timothy. And this is Paul writing what the Holy Spirit gives through him. From a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation.
Glory to God.
Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, when Timothy was a child, there was no New Testament. There was only the Old Testament. There were only the prophets. But he's calling it Scripture. So you're going to be very limited if you don't look into the prophets of the Old Testament to find out where we are today and what's going to happen tomorrow. You and I have just taken a look at the whole book of Ezekiel all together, and I did an eschatology school on it. I mean, looking at that book all together enlightens you.
It does.
Rather than just grabbing a scripture here, grabbing a scripture there. Now look at verse 16. All scripture, and it's calling the Tanakh, what we call the Old Testament, scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration means it's God-breathed.
God-breathed.
And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction,
yes,
for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
You know, that is the truth. The Bible is literally profitable.
It's profitable.
You will
hallelujah.
Be better if you have the Bible.
If you have the Bible, which is God-breathed.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's not like the newspaper. It's not like a text that has to be changed from year to year. They have to change the textbooks. But you never have to change this book.
That is such a good
thing. This book is by so many writers. I keep it down in the front of my book. This is from Clarence Larkin's Rightly Dividing the Word. The Holy Scriptures are not a systematic treatise on theology, history, science, or any other topic. They are a revelation from God of His plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit during a period of 1,600 years, from 1492 B.C. until 100 A.D., some 40 different authors.
Wow.
40 different authors through 1,600 years, and you never have to change it. Why? Because it's God-breathed.
That's right.
God-breathed upon those holy men.
Mm.
Notice they were holy, too. They weren't just living half in and half out.
No.
They were holy men of God. And He breathed upon them. And we have these holy, God-breathed scriptures, which never have to change, and are always in harmony. And Gloria, there is a man, if I told you what he did, people would know him. But my friend Brecky Brimmer told me this about him. He's well known in Israel. He's an agnostic, claims to be. Atheist says there is no God. Agnostic says, well, there may be a God, but if there is, I'm not so sure. Hadn't been proven to me yet. Prove it. So this man told Becky Brimmer, who's the head of Bridges for Peace, he said, you know, I'm having a serious attack on my agnosticism. It's an Ezekiel attack. We're living in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was written how many years ago? How many years ago? Let's see, 2,600 years ago, Ezekiel. And today we read in Ezekiel chapter 38 that Russia, and we're going to talk about this in the next week when we meet here, January 14 through 18, Russia and Iran are allies. They never ever were in all of history, but Ezekiel wrote it back in Ezekiel 38, and now it's happened. So this book is God-breathed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at 2 Peter 1, 19 through 21. This is a marvelous, marvelous scripture. Peter's talking about he was on the Mount of Transfiguration and he heard God's audible voice. But, he said, we have something more sure than the audible voice of God. Sometimes I think, oh God, if you just appear to me, if you just send the Lord,
the angel.
Yeah. But God says we've got a more sure word. We have a more sure word of prophecy. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, 19, 21. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. Now, just think about Peter. He's talking about the propheticos. He's talking about the Old Testament prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the New Testament in his day. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. We've been talking about how dark the world became, how it says in Isaiah 60, gross darkness is going to take over the earth. It says in the Bible that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. And Gloria and I were down at the house talking about it. We were watching the news, and horrible things came over that news report. And we said, well, how glad we are that God told us. Else we might think God fell out of the universe, you know, or something. But
gross,
no, He told us gross darkness.
He couldn't get a better
going to overtake the people. You want to read that definition again?
Yeah.
You got it there handy.
I looked it up this morning, or last night, one, I've forgotten which. It's been so long ago. Gross means coarse, rough, vulgar, indelicate, obscene, impure. You know, sometimes you'll be, I hope, just passing through the channels and there'll be absolute trash.
Obscenity.
Obscenity. The world thinks nothing of sin. They laugh at sin. And that is a word, you're looking at gross darkness. So you shouldn't keep your eyes on that. You shouldn't put your eyes on it. Very wrong, glaring, flagrant as a gross mistake. Thick, dense, not sensitive in perception or feeling.
Sensitive.
In darkness, you're not sensitive in perception or feeling. You're just covered up in darkness. Stupid and dull. Now that is a terrific definition Webster's got there in New 20th century dictionary.
That reminds me of Romans 1 and 2.
Romans 1 and 2.
When God talks about people and how they just become so sinful that He turns them over to a reprobate mind. That's a thick, dull mind.
That is the answer to how stupid can you get when you see things on television and you say, ow. Stupid can you get? It's darkness.
It's gross darkness. And God said it would come. Why did it come? Because man forgot God. Man forgot the Creator.
They worshiped the creature rather
That's
than
right.
the creator. They forgot him. And so now...
Did
things their own way. Man is his own answer. And they forgot God. And God told us. But God says that even when we're living in this dark time, even when we've got terrorist attacks, even when we've got all these things going on, people could carry around suitcase bombs. God says we've got a light that shines in that dark place, and he tells us exactly where to look, and exactly where to look is in the prophets. I'm going to read that to you again. 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. We have a sure word of prophecy, a more sure
word.
Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star arise.
Now, I put the period there, and a lot of the, some of the translators do. The day star is the Lord. Now, he's already arisen in my heart. Mm-hmm. So I think this goes here. In your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, you just don't take a little verse out and you lift it off to itself and it stands alone. No, it's got to harmonize with all of scripture. So in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the holy men were moved by the Holy Spirit. We see Paul tell us this. We see Peter tell us this. And the Bible says out of the mouth of two is everything established. Two witnesses.
That's right.
And so we know that this is God breathed. Now we're talking about signs of the times. So we got two words here we're going to look at. We're going to look at the word time, and we're going to look at the word signs. And we're going to see those from Genesis 1. This is called the Book of the Beginnings, and this is what it's called in the Hebrew. The Hebrews call this Bereshit. That's the first three words for us, and it's only one word in the Hebrew Bible. It means in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, God is eternal. And when there was, quote unquote, only God, there was no time, there was no place or space even. There was God. But God right here in Genesis 1:1 introduces us to those two things, time and place. In the beginning is time, created the heavens and the earth, that's place. And so we're going to be looking at times and now let's just look at Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He lives in eternity. He's not bound by time. He's not limited by space. And before man, there was no time. But God established time to deal with man. I remember when I was crossing, my very first time I was coming from Australia, and I was crossing the international date line, and I heard the pilot announce it. And when he did, I heard the word of the Lord speak to me. And this is what I heard. God invented time precisely, mathematically. He measured out a piece of eternity and called it time for his dealings with man. Every passing second is counting off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. And so when we talk about prophecy, we're going to talk about events that are going to happen at a certain point in time. They're going to happen at a certain place. Now,
what was that scripture? I'm looking the wrong one.
Isaiah 57:15.
15.
Isaiah 57:15. God inhabits eternity. And you know, I used to think, well, God knows the future better than we know the past. And he does. But he not only knows the future, he lives there. He's already there. He's in the past. He's in the present. He's in the future. That's the meaning of his name. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the ineffable name of God. It means he was, he is, he is to come. That's why he called himself to Moses, I am. That's a way we can translate it. But in dealing with man, he deals with time. And this time has to do with the redemption of man. And he gives you signs to know where you are on that timeline. And look, in chapter 1, in verse 14, God says, this is Genesis, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven
to divide the day from the night. Now, he's already introduced in verse 4, day and night. Those are times, day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse 14, he says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Those are all time words. There's a sun in the sky. There's a moon. They're going to have to do with the moon, especially with a time thing we call a month. Every new moon, you're going to have a new month. So God taught them about months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to make you're going to have a solar year when the earth goes around the sun. You're going to have a year. Let them be for days. Let them be for years. Now, these words, signs, let them be for signs. That's the Hebrew word aleph tov. And I'm going to let them put this up for you to see this word, because it's the word we can pronounce it. It's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it's the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And it says, let these signs, these be for signs. It's the Hebrew word ot. You say it like this, ot. That's also the Hebrew word for letter, like a little letter. A letter of the Hebrew alphabet builds a word, and a word becomes a thing. And we're going to talk about that sometime in the future. But they're also signs. Signs are important. They're introduced right here. Signs and for seasons. Signs. God wants a sign to you of what's going to, when things are supposed to happen in their seasons. The Hebrew word here for seasons is moed. You can write it in English, M-O-E-D. It means an appointed time. It means also an appointed place. God has some signs for you to know his appointed times and his appointed places. And we're going to be looking, especially the next 2 days, how that applies to Christmas. And God's signs and his appointed times. Then when we come back in January, we're going to be looking at the next year that we're coming into. God is a sign-giving God, but you have to know how to read the signs, and he wants you to.
Praise God, and I want to. Hallelujah. Billy and I'll be right back.
In all of the earth, from every land across every continent, God has put his unique mark on only one place. He has specially chosen only one land. The land is Israel. The people are the Jews. And the promise is an eternal covenant. Israel, the people, the land, and the promise is a unique video documentary that will take you on a journey of discovery to the land of Israel. With Dr. Billy Brim as your teacher and guide, you'll learn why Israel is like no other place in the world. Why today it remains at the center of the world's attention. Why thousands of years of biblical and world history can be found in Israel. What mysteries and biblical prophecies are unfolding in this land of promise? And why God has specially chosen the Jewish people? Your journey of a lifetime begins today. Unlock the secrets of God's ancient land. Israel, the people, the land, the promise. To request your copy of Israel, the People, the Land, the Promise, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. The cost for this eye-opening DVD by Billy Brim is just $30. To request your copy by phone, call us toll-free, 800-575-4455, or write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Don't miss your opportunity to have this powerful documentary. Order Israel, the People, the Land, the Promise today.
We're offering this week a great documentary about Israel, the people, the land, the promise. You need to get your end time doctrine straight on this, among other things, so that you're going to be on the right side. Glory to God. Now, yes. Billy is going, this is an actual documentary that they've done, traveling through the land of Israel at the historical sites, the sites where actually these things took place.
And where they're going to take place in the future.
And where they're going to take place in the future.
You know, Jesus said, watch the fig tree and watch all the trees, the nations of prophecy. So I was led of the Lord to take a Rosh Hashanah tour. It's our year, 2007, in September 12th through 14th. We were there longer. But that's the new year according to the biblical calendar. And so we're going into the new year. We're looking ahead at the signs, but these are very critical times right now. And you need to know how to bless Israel.
Yes.
So we went to the actual places where there could be wars in a few days, where there could be in a year, maybe, I don't know, where there definitely will be, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. But this will help you. It will help you politically to know what's happening. It will help you to know which side to be on. I hope that if you know someone who's in the government, you'll send for one of these for them. This is a documentary made from hours and hours and hours of our teaching. We call our seminar tours. People say after the tour, my life is changed forever. I read the Bible anew.
Praise God.
You will read the Bible anew and afresh, and it will come across, right across to you as teaching. We got it down to a one-hour documentary for television. It's going to be on some of the religious networks. But you can have it in your very own house and
yes.
watch it when you want to.
And you want to be sure and get it. So we want you to order that. We'll give you the information on your screen. If you are here at the end of days, and certainly it's your time to live and to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and you've never done that, your life is never going to be worth living until you get some help, until you make Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Lord of your life, and He makes you over again. If you've never done that, have you ever said, oh, I'd love to just start over again? Well, if you want to change, you have to make a change. You make Jesus the Lord of your life. Just all you have to do. The only thing Ken and I had to do to change our whole lives to the beginning of change was to invite Jesus to come into our heart. That's all you have to do. Just make Him and receive Him as Lord and Savior of your life. And you'll be born over again. Just say, Jesus, I receive you. Don't wait another day. Life is not worth living until you come into the kingdom of God. And if you've done that today, we have gifts, free books we want to send you. Just contact the ministry. We'll send you these things free. Billy and I'll be back tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the open door. Take hold of the promises of God and walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.